This is an Aero News Touch and Go for Wednesday, December 26, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. An unknown number of travelers were stranded Christmas Eve when MaxJet suddenly announced bankruptcy and immediately ceased operations. An official statement from CEO William Stockbridge blamed fuel prices and market factors for the Chapter 11 filing on December 24th. The company says it has contracted with EOS Airlines to get stranded passengers between New York and London. Passengers needing return travel between London, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas will be contacted by the airline. If you make your own arrangements to get home, the company suggests you seek a refund from your credit card or travel agency for unused flight legs. MaxJet says it has also secured hotel rooms in London, New York, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles through early January for passengers whose travel plans have been disrupted. The company, which launched in 2005, says it expects to liquidate all or part of its assets after failing to find needed funding. And if it's not sudden bankruptcies, it's weather. Christmas holiday travel plans were disrupted across the U.S. as hundreds of flights were canceled through the Midwest on Monday. 250 flights were canceled just at Chicago O'Hare. 140 of those cancellations came just from United Airlines, which couldn't get its planes and crews in the right places at the right times due to the storm. Traveling by car carried no guarantees either. Some areas of the northern plains got big snowfalls. Freezing rain fell for hours in Wisconsin. Wind uprooted trees in Michigan. And huge chain reaction accidents closed interstates in Kansas and Texas. The Associated Press reports a total of 22 deaths blamed on the storms as of Christmas morning, all resulting from traffic accidents. Bloomberg reported that parts of Colorado and Utah could yet see another foot of snow, but FAA data showed flights running generally on time across the country on Christmas Day. Former FAA Administrator Marion Blakey has urged Congress to move quickly to confirm Bobby Sturgill as her replacement. From a statement she issued late last week, quote, "I am concerned that Congress adjourned without holding a hearing on the nomination of Acting Administrator Robert A. Sturgill to become the next FAA Administrator. He is superbly qualified for the position, and I urge Congress to move forward with hearings next year at its earliest opportunity. It is critical for the continued smooth operation of our nation's air transportation system to have a person confirmed and appointed for a 5-year term as soon as possible," unquote. Blakey started last month as president and CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association, following her own 5-year term heading the FAA. AIA represents the nation's leading manufacturers and suppliers of civil, military, and business aircraft, space systems and related components, equipment services, and information technology. And finally today, the 436th Chemical Company of the Texas Army National Guard is stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, waiting for deployment to Afghanistan. They recently got news their deployment's been delayed, so they'd be able to spend the holidays with their families. But they had to get back home. The commander said the soldiers could go home for the holidays if arrangements were possible for every soldier. Families scurried to raise money to fund everyone's trip to Texas, but they were unsuccessful. Southwest Airlines found out about the effort and stepped in to offer flights to all 171 of the soldiers. They arrived home in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio on Sunday. Southwest President Colleen Barrett said the airline was glad to help. Quote, "We are so proud of what these soldiers are doing for our country, and we are blessed to give back," unquote. Southwest has more than 700 of its own staffers who serve in the National Guard and Reserves. In 2007, Southwest was named one of the top 50 military-friendly employers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our long-form Aero briefing and the special feature will be back on Wednesday, January 2, 2008. We'll see you with another Touch and Go tomorrow. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.